Greetings. We are the Boss Prophets and the Generals, Dr. Apostles April
and Andrew, and we are here with your weekly supernatural word of empowerment.
We decree by the power of God that what you are about to hear will begin to shift you into
your new season.
Let's listen in closely as the word is already in progress.
Because what can man prove that God has blessed? Woo! Okay, number three. You will fail with your life unless you learn how to motivate yourself. This is a good one. You will fail with your life unless you learn how to motivate yourself. Leaders, don't you become somebody's wimping cushion. Hear me well. What do I mean by that? As leaders in training and leaders already, especially pastors, it is your goal to minister. It is your goal to inspire. It is your goal to empower. You do that individually, but mostly even in a congregational setting. But after you minister to them, after you speak over the microphone, pulpit, whatever have you, at a seminar, it is up to them to stay motivated. If they don't want to take on the responsibility of keeping themselves motivated, it is not your job to keep them motivated. I hope you caught that. Their emergency is not your emergency. Because let me tell you some wisdom. If you spend 100% of your time running around, visiting your members, calling them on the phone, taking their calls and inboxes, and you're trying to motivate them to even brush their teeth, to even get up and put a bra on. I've had a conversation with that. Get a bra. Put it on. Why are you so depressed that you don't even want to put on a bra and go outside? Yes, I've talked to people like that. You can't waste 100% of your time to get them to brush their hair, get them to read the Word of God. Because let me tell you something, you'll be enabling them. There's a difference. You can promote them, you can motivate them by a encouraging word, of course, but then if you do it too much, you become an enabler. You take away their motivation, and now they're going to depend on you. I've had conversations with pastors where they dispense all their energy, all their own motivation for themselves, and place it on the sheep that did not even appreciate it, and then they themselves go back home and crawl under the bed. We were speaking to a woman of God maybe a few weeks ago, and she's just like, I have not even been to my own church in weeks. I'm just tired. I don't even know if I want to pastor anymore. I mean, she was talking like a million words a minute, but the Lord said, let her get it out of it. She don't have anybody to talk to. But I had to minister to her. I said, woman of God, it starts with, number one, being honest with you. You did this to yourself. I know what you want to hear. You want to hear, oh, woman of God, God has you. He's going to build you back up. It's okay. You can do it. She wanted a thumbs up. But the Lord said, that's not what I put in you. I put in the truth, and you got to now call accountability. That's the only way she's going to get better. I said, this is what I'm going to tell you, the truth. You did this to yourself. You allowed these people to keep steamrolling over you. You gave all that you had, even the things that was reserved for you and your children. You gave it out. I said, now look around you. Who's calling you to encourage you? Who's coming by your home to bring you some soup? Who's sending you get well cards in the mail? Let's do a consensus. How many people have even tried to get in touch with you to take you out to eat? To motivate you, get you at a spa. These massages only cost $50 now. Who's paying for you to get your massage?
Oh, my.
Oh, hello. Hello.
What's happening?
I'm having fun, y'all. I'm having fun. I'm taking it serious, but I'm having fun because I know you all don't even think like that. So I'm thankful that I'm actually putting this in your mind. If people fail... If people fail to stay motivated, they're going to fail in life. And you have to know this, and you have to be okay with this. You won't save everybody. I know you want everybody to make it, but guess what? My Bible promised me that Hades enlarges itself daily. So there's just some people I cannot help.
Jesus
couldn't even do it. Jesus is the Messiah.
Amen.
He died on the cross for your salvation, but he still couldn't motivate people to do right.
That's right.
So if Jesus couldn't do it, why in the world would I even try?
Oh, well, he said,
it's Amen. Either you're going to get it, and you're going to want it, and you're going to do what is necessary to keep it, because one thing you're not going to do is become a leech. If you know what a leech is, they crawl up on you, and they suck you dry.
Oh, man, been there. Amen.
And then when I'm sucked dry, I'm no benefit to anybody. Now, let's do the math on this. Why would I let two people who are failing to stay motivated in their own dreams suck me dry, and now I'm not effective for the hundreds that I need to be responsible for? God will spank my butt. He says, that don't even make sense, April. Why would you let two people drag you under when I've called you to the masses? Leave those two alone and go and minister to the masses.
So true.
Dust your feet off. You've given them strategy. You've given them scriptures. You told them to meet you at the conference so that they can be in the atmosphere of worship. They chose not to make it, gave you every excuse under the sun. They said they were too busy. They fell under weather, and they couldn't even open up the Bible and read the scripture. They couldn't even. So then you say, okay, if you're sick and all of a sudden you can't see, right? I'm being sarcastic. You fell ill, and now you can't even read. So now I'm telling you as a strategy, get on your phone, get on YouTube, and just play soaking music. Surely you can do that.
Yeah.
YouTube.com, search in music, inspiration worship music, soaking music, whatever you want to Google or search out, and then hit play. They got soaking music for 3 hours straight. That way the music can begin to minister when you can't. Check back in with them. Did you do that at least? Well, you know, I tried, and then my phone was on 5%, and the charger was on the other side of the room, and my baby was asleep, so she couldn't bring me to court, and I tried to get out the bed, but I was just so nauseous. Goodbye. You will hear a dial tone, because at this point, you don't want it. At this point, you are failing in your life because you're failing to stay motivated. Failures occur daily. Get over it. There's going to be something in this day that you didn't do right. As long as you're putting forth a perfect effort, but even with the perfect effort, there are just some things that just don't go right. Failures occur daily. Thousands fail with their life, weekly, hourly, and daily. They fail to achieve their potential, their greatness, their dreams. You too will fail. But guess what? Unless you sit down and evaluate the losses you will experience without this great skill. In other words, even though you suffer losses, you don't have to lose every day repeatedly. It's up to you. I teach this every time, to analyze yourself, examine yourself. I come to find out that some people are just so lazy. They don't even want to examine themselves. They don't even want to assess themselves. They just keep going around in a circle. And I say, slow down. Get off the crazy cycle. Why do you think this keeps happening? I'm asking simple questions. I don't know. I guess I just keep picking the same man over and over again. But I love those type of men. But those type of men don't love you. They keep leaving you heartbroken. I don't know. I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I'll tell you, I hear this every day. So then you got to analyze. You got to say, why am I losing? Why can't I stay motivated on the treadmill? Or why can't I stay motivated in praying? Why can't I stay motivated in fasting? Why can't I stay motivated in keeping a calm temper? You need to learn yourself more.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand your weaknesses. If you're not motivated on a treadmill, maybe you'll be motivated on a bike or an elliptical. Maybe you'll be motivated by getting outside. Maybe it's not meant for you to be in the gym. Some people are not motivated by going to a gym. Some people need to go outside and feel the element and walk on the sidewalk. Then do you. But at least try different things. If you are not motivated and keeping calm and you're quick to anger and flip off at the mouth, then let's learn about strategies. Let's learn about, first off, learn what ticks you off. It's not enough to say, I'm just angry. That's a lazy person's approach. What angers you? When you see birds, you get angry. When you see the color purple, you get enraged. So it has to be something that triggers you. Learn yourself. Nobody will ever invest in you like you. I'm going to tell you the truth. I won't. Apostle Andrew won't. It's not for me to learn every intricate detail about you. I can't do it. It's too many of you all. The only person I'm qualified and actually it's recommended that I do that with is my husband, and I know him well. Oh, boy, he'll tell you any day. I know his walk. I know when he's excited. I know when he's sad. I know by the tilt of his head. I know by how he chews his food. I know how when he looks. I know how he snores. I know the position of when he sleeps, what mood he's in. Oh, I know it all. I'm a very good wife. Matter of fact, that's what qualifies you as a good wife. Every good wife is required to study her husband and vice versa.
Amen.
That, I gave you that one for free, women of
Amen.
God who are married and want to be married.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody
Amen.
Will ever tell me they know more about my husband than me.
Amen.
If someone else knows your husband more than you, you're not doing your job right. And that's including his mama.
Come on.
Right.
I know him better
right.
than his mama. And he'll tell you that every day. So you have to assess. You have to know what's going on. Why do I keep losing? Why do I keep choosing the wrong man? Why do I keep choosing the wrong woman? Why do I keep failing at this trial? Why can't I make it past when people don't like my post? I get angry. Or why can't I get past how, you know, the Lord wants me to get over people talking about me? Then let's break it down. Let's create a strategy that keeps you focused. Remember, I said that your circumstance of your life may not change, but your focus, that requires adjustment. Okay. God may keep you right in your circumstance. He will? Oh, God
yep.
will keep you planted there until you learn how to adjust your focus. I'll repeat it again. The circumstances of your life may not change, but it is your focus that requires adjustment. He will keep you right in your same situation until you learn how to change your focus. And there's not a prophet of God that can get you out of that circumstance.
Right.
Because we cannot overstep what God has in his perfect timing for you.
Amen.
Because if you allow a man of God to pray, 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 and decree, 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 and remove this trial from you, you will not be qualified to handle the next round of trials, and it'll mess you up even more.
Oh, amen there.
Because you haven't learned what you needed in the previous. It's like starting off in kindergarten and then going straight to high school.
Mm-hmm.
You won't qualify. You'll fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much knowledge. It's so over your head, you couldn't even digest it. Because it's important that you go through your grades 1 all the way through 8th grade before you get to high school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same in the spirit. There's so much more. I even wrote down 7 of these. But you got to understand the art of motivating yourself. Your destiny will require your own decision-making. Destiny is not the inevitable occurrence of fate, but destiny necessitates your involvement. You got to be involved in your destiny. You got to be involved in what is motivating you and what is demotivating you. Your decisions, your own passion, because the same that I'm teaching you that motivates you, you got to do the same for what demotivates you, and it might be people. Woo! If I could whistle, that's what I do instead of whistling. Woo! You know how they do those whistles? Shoo! Yeah, I don't know. I just say woo! But that's the truth. You may have everything you need to motivate, but you allow the wrong people in your inner circle. That's why I tell people, and I preach this a lot, qualify who has access to you. Because if you give access to the wrong people, they will be the demotivating factor and why you're maybe not progressing in life as quickly or at all.
Yes, yes, yes.
Can I tell you the truth?
It Hallelujah.
Might be that no good individual that means you no good, that does not build you up, that does not encourage you, but actually takes from you, rips from you. We had a heart-to-heart conversation with one individual. She swear up and down that that's her best friend. I mean, she promised you That's her ace, coon, boom. And when I spelled it out to her, I said, let me get this. I just want clarity. This individual is declared a Jezebel. This individual is coming against your leaders. This individual is straight up lying, saying that we are witches and warlocks when you yourself even know that. This individual has lied to you for over 5 years, promising you money, promising you business deals, and still, as a matter of fact, you've become homeless because you've used everything that you had to help promote their vision and their dream, and when it was time for you to get paid, they said, oh, I can't do it because I got this and that. But when you were homeless, that same individual didn't let you stay with them.
Wow.
So you had to result in going back to your baby's daddy and slithering around trying to get him to get a home for you and your child. This same individual claims to also be saved and walking with Jesus Christ. There was a long list. I went down each and every scenario. I said, and this is a person that you want to call your best friend. Matter of fact, you even defended them to us. Let me get that correct. Are you serious? There was a pause. There was a silence. And this is what she said. Apostle April, I know she doesn't seem right, but I know her from 20 years ago, and I just know she has a pure heart. I'm sorry. I laughed. I said,
wow.
You are mistaken. I said, could be 20 years ago that was a good heart. I said, but in this course of 20 years, this person has shown that they have a very different heart. And let me just tell you, and this is what I said to her, I can't trust you because you have demonstrated that you are lacking sharpened discernment. And simply because I don't trust who you trust, I don't trust you. And it's that real. Some of you all got to have some heart-to-heart conversations with people in your life. And you need to look. It is your business. If you call people your best friend, invite them into the very inner circle. You share your deepest, darkest secrets. You share what God has placed on your heart to fulfill in this earth. I mean, these are precious plans that you're revealing to someone. You need to learn who they trust. Because
Amen.
Who they trust determines a lot about their ability or lack of ability to discern. Their ability to even understand the seriousness of how who you associate with will either promote you or demote you for progression in this life. And when I have someone that naive trying to be in my inner circle, I got to give you the boot. One thing I learned about Jesus, only like-minded individuals were around Jesus. And the ones that thought they could pull something over on Jesus, he already called it out. He already knew Jesus.
Amen.
He already
Amen.
Knew Judas.
Glory, glory.
He already knew Judas. He said it was it needed to happen for him to go to the cross. But he said, I know you. I kiss you on the cheek still. I'll let you kiss me. I know you. So even the people that you maybe have to deal with, and you may say, but Apostle April, I got to work with this person. I can't just remove them. But guess what? You can know them. Know everybody. Know your coworkers. Know your boss. Know your siblings. Know your parents. Know your cousins. Know your sisters and brothers. Know everything. We know it. Oh, we know everybody that say they love us and that they respect us and that they just really appreciate us. Don't really love us. Most of you all do. I thank God for you because you're on the phone today. But we know very well everybody that says mama and daddy isn't really a daughter or a son. Like I tell Apostle Andrew, everybody that call me mama, I would not call a daughter or a son. You've not demonstrated the love and loyalty needed. This is what's important, people of God.
We know this word has truly empowered you for this week.
And if you want to activate this word and manifest this word into your life, visit our website and sow into it. The website is www.kci.world.
That's www.kci.world, not .com, not .org, for we are worldwide, where there is always something supernaturally happening. That is www.kci.world. As always, we are speaking life over you, and we are excited about your
now, your next, and your new season in Jesus' name.
This has been your weekly supernatural word of empowerment from
the Generals.